You have your Bibles tonight. Turn to Numbers chapter 21. Numbers chapter 21. The Bible said, when King Arab, the Canaanite, which dwelled in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoner. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people which was much discouraged because of the way. Now watch this. And said, so the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither there is any water, and their soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the people said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. I want to preach for just a minute tonight, if God be my help, on look and live. Look and live. As we see this tonight and we see the things that's transpired, and we see Israel out there, they're coming out of the wilderness, and things aren't going the way they would like for them to. So they come to a place that they fall on their face and they begin to cry out to God. And guess what? God hears an answers prayer. Imagine that. Amen. He did that for the nation of Israel, and he does that for you and I. Amen. When we cry out, when we fall on our face, come in humble attitude before the Lord, and cry out to him, he hears and answers prayer. That's what he did. He heard and answered prayer, and they prayed that God would deliver them, and he delivered them. Amen. He allowed them to go in and destroy the cities of the Canaanites, and God hearkened their voice, and they went in and they destroyed them. God gave them that ability. I want to say tonight, if you've got something in your life that's a hindering you, something that's in the way, something that's keeping you from worshiping, praying, and serving God, if it's a hindrance to you, if you'll pray and earnestly seek God's face, He can take it out of the way and destroy it from you. Amen. He can take it out of the way and get rid of it. He'll bring you up out of that. He'll bring you up and He'll bring you out. It breaks my heart for people that get bogged down in certain situations and things in their life, and they stay right there for days and weeks and months and years instead of crying out to God, surrendering themselves to the Lord, amen, offering a sacrifice of self before God and asking God to take that away and get shed of it out of their way. Amen. The nation of Israel asked them to do that, asked God to do that, and what did God do? God did it. Amen. He not only gave them the strength, praise God, to go in to the land, but to go in destroy the cities that's already set up. And now you say, well, preacher, it's hard to do things sometimes. Yeah, it is, but listen, God is able. As this is already said, praise God, is there anything too hard for God? No, the answer is no. Jeremiah asked that question. And God answers him a few verses later, praise God, about verse 25. He said, hey, Nate, there's nothing too hard for God. He says, nothing too hard for me. So when we come to God, we come to him with a humble heart, humble spirit, asking him to do things for us, praise God, and we got to believe that he can, that we might receive. Amen. So they cried out to God, and God heard their prayers, and he gave them these cities. They went in and they utterly destroyed them, and the people and their cities. Amen. But what happens a lot of times, we have it. God gives us the strength to overcome an obstacle right here, but then we'll get down, bogged down in an obstacle over here. Amen. Amen. Well, that's just human nature. That's what we do. And the first thing happens, praise God, is we get out there just a little ways after we've come out victory, shouting, praising God, and revival in our soul. Have you ever done that? Praise God, have a revival. Well, God just stirred and you see God move. And the next thing you know, you're in a molly grub way down over here. That's what happened to Nathan. I got thinking about this. I read this a while back. I got to thinking about this. That's exactly what happened. They come out, praise God, they shout and praise God, had Holy Ghost revival, and the next thing you know, they get discouraged because of the wilderness. Now, we know what happened here. Edom, they'd ask Edom, Moses said, hey, he said, can we go through you? He said, we'll not drink you water, we'll not go in your vineyard, we'll not take your crops, we're just going to stay on the king's highway. Amen. You know, let me just stop and say this. When you're in enemy territory, praise God, you're better off if you stay on the king's highway. Amen. Amen. I praise God. Hey, we may have to travel through the enemy territory, but just stay, glory, somebody jump up and shout. Just stay on the king's highway, praise God, and that highway will take you straight through. It'll bring you to the other side, and you just shout the victory, praise God, all the way through. Amen. Amen. But he asked them if they could come through, and they said, no, you're not coming through here. No way, no how, Kimosabe. Said, you just take your crowd and you go somewhere else, some other way. It wouldn't have been no problem for them to allow them to take that road and just go pass on through. Just a matter of days, they could have been through that place. But Edomites told them, no, said, you're not going to do it. He said, if you do, he said, we're going to come out with war against you. Amen. We're going to make war. Ain't going to be a fight before you come through here. Amen. See, that's what the devil does. He don't want God's people to go through. Because when God's people go through a place, the place ain't what it used to be. Amen. God's people will change things. You know what's wrong with America today? You know what's wrong with our people today? You know what's wrong with the churches today? They got peoples are coming through and there's no change. And if there's no change, praise God, I won't say that there's no change. Amen. Something big as God gets a hold of your heart, He'll change you. Amen. Praise God. He'll make a difference in you. But they traveled through there, and next thing you know, the Bible said they come by way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. So they've having, well, that means that they, Brother Robert, they couldn't go through, so they had to go around. Amen. So they had to go around, compass it, go around it. And the soul of people was much discouraged because of the way. Amen? So the people got discouraged. Now let me just say, this is where people start falling away at. Amen? They get down in that valley of discouragement. Amen? We all get there sometimes. Hey, listen, don't you think you don't, praise God. We all get it. Hey, you say, well, preacher, seems like I get there pretty often. We all go through there. The valley of discouragement's all around us. Amen? But we just got to keep our head up and keep our eyes upon the prize at the other side of the valley, praise God, looking for God Almighty to make a difference. Well, what happens, these people come to a place, the first thing happens, they begin to get discouraged. Amen? So what do when they get discouraged? They begin to criticize the man of God. Amen? They said, well, if it hadn't have been for Moses, we'd still be down there in Egypt eating them leeks. Amen? That's good stuff in Egypt, and Egypt's the top of the world. What they were saying, we could have still been down there in the world. But you know what happened? It amazes me how quickly they forgot how for 430 years, the Bible said they were held in bitter bondage down there in Egypt till God Almighty sent the man of God, His chosen man, to go down there with directions from the Lord, praise God, and bring them out of that mess and head them for the promised land. So first thing they did, they got discouraged. Second thing they did, they began to hammer on the man of God. Amen. To criticize him. Why'd you bring us this way? Amen. Why'd we have to come this way? And the people spake against God and against Moses. So wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Amen. Why'd you bring us up here? They said, hey, ain't there enough graves in Egypt that you brought us up here to die? What, you have to scatter us out? God didn't bring them up out of Egypt to die. He brought them up out of Egypt to live. And that through Him they might have life and they'd have it in abundance. Amen. Hey, I don't want no mediocre life. Praise God. I want life and abundant life. An abundant life is to be had in the Lord Jesus Christ because it gives us life now, Brother Junior, and it gives us an afterlife in Christ Jesus our Savior in the presence of glory all the days of our life. Hallelujah, glory, glory, praise His holy name. What a promise we have. Amen. All those that will draw close to the Lord. I thought about what Brother Will preached. I thought Monday night. How he preached about old Elisha and wanting that double portion. Amen. Praise God. And how he had a desire. Amen. He desired to be close to the man of God. He desired to be in the way of God. Amen. And he got over there and he said, well, hey, you abide here. Why go down here? And old Elisha said, no, sir. He said, wherever you are going, I'm a going. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, you're not going to part. You're not going to leave me behind. Hey, pray, wherever God's a working, wherever God's a doing, wherever the man of God's a going, pray God, I'm a going to. Amen. Why do you think he asked for a double portion? Hey, remember, I didn't even get to that. He didn't get very far tonight. Boy, I tell you, the Lord is just a blessing my heart as I was a thought. I've thought on this all week. Praise God. Because it's like children Israel, there was an opposition come up. Amen? That's why he said the opposition, they was all these sons of the prophets. They were prophet trainees. And they come up to Elisha and said, hey, listen, your master's going to be taken away from you today. He said, I know it. Amen? He said, well, I don't know why you're still following him. He's going out of here. Praise God. Elisha said, hey, you just be quiet. He said, don't you worry about what I'm doing. Praise God. I'm a following the man of God because he's a following God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm just going to stay with stuff. Praise God. Hey, listen. What they ought to done, Israel done, just stay. Just say, hey, listen. Moses, as long as you stay with God. There was an old preacher one time. He said, hey, listen. There's some folks that's talking, stirring up some things. He said, I don't understand it. I said, listen, pastor. As long as you stay with God. As long as you stay in that book. Praise God. I'm right here with you. I'll march beside you. I'll march with you. Praise God. I'll scot you. Praise the Lord. As long as you stay in the book. Amen. You say preachers aren't to get discouraged. Why? We're people too. Amen. He's getting discouraged. I say, praise God, just preach the word, preacher. Amen. Stay in the book. Amen. They'll get with the folks will get right and get with you in a day or two. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he got discouraged. Start taking their discouragement out on the man of God. Amen. And they start showing irreverence to God. Hello? Amen? He said, the people spake against God. Amen? Now here they says that they spake against God before they spoke against the man of God. Amen? See, the God of heaven is the one that's speaking to the man of God to direct the children of God in the ways of God for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if we'll just find our place, amen, and get in, instead of standing on the outside like them sons of the prophets, there's a lot of cheerleaders in the world, but I believe about two-thirds of them is cheerleaders for the devil. Amen. They're always looking for something to ridicule, put down. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they were irreverent to God. They spake against God Almighty. God help people to speak against God. Amen. We better not speak against God. Amen. We better not speak against God's people. We ought to try to lift up courage. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your lips, out of your mouth. Except those are good for the use of edifying. They minister grace to the hearers. Amen. Praise God. Boy, if we could take that to heart. Encouragement. Amen. You get out there on the road, there's all kinds of things happen. Amen. Hey, you stop at a stop sign for too long. People go ballistic. I mean, they go crazy. They go off deep end. You look over there, they're going. I seen a fellow the other day stop and something. I looked to see, did I go this way or that way or which way? And I looked up, by the time I looked back, I mean, he was crazy. I thought he was having a seizure. Amen. Oh, yeah. His are having bad spells. I mean, just lay all over the car. I finally figured out, amen, he wasn't happy with me because I sat there too long in a four-way stop. Amen. Me and my wife got in that night. We started pulling a place and get us a bite of supper on the way to church. And when Teresa stopped and the pause would turn right. And when she paused her right, a lady sitting at the stop sign went ballistic. She's like, brother, I think she is speaking in some kind of foreign tongue. Amen. They just went crazy. They did. I don't understand it. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that you can understand. I'm glad there's a God of heaven that knows where we're at, where we need to be. You say, well, what's the matter with preachers? Not only was they discouraged and criticized the preacher and speak bad of God, but they were dissatisfied. You know what's wrong with 2/3 of the world today? They're just dissatisfied. They're dissatisfied in their life. They're dissatisfied in their home. They're dissatisfied in their job. They're dissatisfied in their country. They're dissatisfied in their family. They're dissatisfied. And I want to say the only thing that's going to fix that is Lord Jesus Christ. He will help you to be satisfied. Amen. Praise God. I like this. I'm satisfied in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. You won't be satisfied, praise the Lord. They said they were dissatisfied. Said that for there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our souls loathe this light bread. Amen. God Almighty, they was nothing. They couldn't have scratched out a living if they'd had 25 old hens. Amen. And God Almighty was feeding them with a manna from above, praise God. They said, what is it? That's what it means. What is it? It's manna, praise. What is it? It's manna, praise. It's angel food, glory to God. Amen. Amen. God Almighty was feeding them, praise the Lord, with manna. They could pick it up every day, 6 days a week. Amen. Only day they couldn't pick it up was on the Sabbath. Had to get enough day before to last through the Sabbath. Praise God. But said, we loathe this light bread. Amen. I think that's where we get the name for our sandwich bread. All the old folks used to call it light bread. Amen. Praise God. When Granny got, she didn't have to cook it herself. Praise God. She said, glory, hallelujah. It's manna from above. Amen. So what is it? It's light bread. Praise God. It's from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Granny got to shouting when light bread come along. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Praise. Hey, so they wasn't satisfied. There's a lot of folks today that's not satisfied. So what happens when they're not satisfied? Praise God. Amen. The thing they see here is death. Death come upon them. Amen. When you're not satisfied, the Bible said the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people and they bit the people and much people of Israel died. Amen. When we're not satisfied about God. Amen. Listen, hey, if they'd have been satisfied in the Lord, satisfied in the hand of God, satisfied in the power of God, satisfied in the mercy of God, satisfied in the grace of God, satisfied in the help of God, satisfied in the way of God, satisfied in the word of God, praise God, they'd have been satisfied. But when they wasn't satisfied in anything God had to say and Moses had to say from God, God said, I'll just send them some fiery serpents down in there. And them fiery serpents begin to bite them in the wilderness. Amen. I believe a lot of our folks today are going through some fiery serpents. They're being bitten in the wilderness. Amen. That's right. They've been bitten in the wilderness by the fiery serpents because they're not satisfied with anything God's got. They're searching, they're running, they're looking. The Bible said, Daniel said in the last days they'd be running to and fro. Running here, there, and yonder, not satisfied nowhere. We got a whole lot of church people today that's not satisfied. They're running here, there, and yonder trying to find something. If they'd just get in, praise God, and worship the Lord and listen and look for the power of the Word of God, praise God, and touch their hearts, amen, they'd be satisfied. Amen. It wouldn't have to run around trying to find something else. I won't say, praise God, there is nothing else. He's God, praise God. He's the Word of God. Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God. And that's all we need. He's sufficient, praise God. We ought to be satisfied. Praise the Lord. So we see, the Bible said, the Lord sent fiery serpents about the people and much people died. That's what happens when sin comes in. Amen. When sin comes in, a lot of people die. Amen. Sin is the aftermath of, death is the aftermath of sin. Amen. Sin comes in and people die. That's the result. Death is the result of sin. Praise God. And that's the reward of sin. And the sin brought the fiery serpents from God and death to the people. Amen. Praise God. But what was the remedy for sin? The remedy for sin, the remedy for sin is of divine origin. It come from God Almighty. The Bible says in verse 8, the Lord said. Amen. Praise God. You know what happens when the Bible said the Lord said? It's right. Amen. And the Lord said, praise God. When the Lord said it, praise God, it was as good as done. God finishes what He starts. God finishes what He says. He completes every sentence. Amen. Now, I know a lot of us preachers don't. We'll get caught off and we'll run a rabbit trail here and a rabbit trail there. But praise God, when God starts, when God says it, He finishes it. Amen. Praise God. So the remedy for sin was in divine origin. It came from God. God said, amen. Jesus is the remedy for sin. Amen. He is that remedy for sin. God says it, and praise God, and it's accessible, hey, not just to a few, but to everybody. The Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone, whosoever will. See, you didn't think whosoever will was in the Old Testament, but I want to say, praise God, whosoever will was in the Old Testament too. Amen. Praise God. When they was in the wilderness, atop of this world we live in. Amen. When they were having hardships and they called out to God, God heard and He answered their prayer. Praise the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Amen. Praise God. So it was not only did God's Word start it, but God's Word finish it. He said, everyone that'll look upon it. That means, Brother Robert, that it was accessible to all. I want to say, praise God, this Word, this Bible, the Word of God is accessible to all. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the one that died for our sins on the cross of Calvary, He is accessible to all of us. Amen. I'm like the old preacher of the night. He's talking about these hyper-Calvinists that's going around all of, and it's getting pretty big around Buncombe County. And say, well, you know, there's just certain people that's going to be saved and all the rest of them going to die and go to hell. Amen. Praise God, if they die and go to hell, it's because they haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ, because He comes to seek and to save whosoever will. Amen. Believe on Him. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Whoever will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen. They didn't put no buts in there nowhere. Amen. Praise God. He made it accessible for everybody else through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Jesus Christ is accessible to us. He's accessible to our children. He's accessible to our brothers and our sisters and our mamas and our daddies and our mamas and our papa. You say, preacher, they're about too late. They're getting up in age. They're not made a decision. Praise God. It's never too late for God. We just have to pray the harder and live the better, praise God, to be a witness to them that they might see Christ in us. You say, preacher, what do you got to do? We don't have to do nothing. Jesus did it all. Amen. When they get bit, they'd call upon the Lord. And He said that when they looked, they lived. What do we got to do? We got to look to Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, our Savior, that we might live and not die. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to die. Amen. I've been been saved. I've been born again. Amen. I'm going to live forever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I may pass away here, but praise God, I'm just going to revive over yonder. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'm going to be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Praise God. From here to yonder, praise God. Before they say, poor old Jeff is dead, amen, I'm going to be shouting on the streets of glory, Brother Kevin. Praising and running, giving God glory. Praise His holy name, praise God. Because He's accessible, amen, without any works. It's of grace through faith and not of works. I can't boast about it. I can't boast about what I did to be saved. Amen, praise God. Hey, I was just there on a Wednesday night, 1976, praise God, March 1976, and an old man of God told me I was no sinner and going to die and go to hell, and I already knew that. But he said, Jesus Christ died for your sins. Now, he was a look at the whole congregation. Brother Lynn, it felt like he was looking right at me and talking right to my heart, and he was. Amen. Because he's accessible, praise God. Because without works, I could come to Him, praise God, and be saved. Just like Jesus Christ makes it available today to save souls from sinners, to save souls from death, even today. Bless His holy name. You say, how'd He do it? Praise God, when I acknowledged my sin. Amen. Look what they says in verse 7. He said, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Amen. How do you get forgiveness of your sins? Praise God, you confess them. The people come to Moses and they said, Lord, he said, Moses, he said, forgive us because we're sinners. How do we get to Jesus? How do we get saved? We come to Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. And He saves us. His marvelous grace, praise God. Comes into our heart, makes His abode, praise the Lord. So how does that happen? Because we acknowledge it. Amen. The method of confession. Hello? Not many people want to confess. But the Bible says that they came to Moses. Amen? And confessed. Amen. They came to man of God. Now, the man of God couldn't save them, but praise God that they needed somebody to come to. And they wanted the one that was closest to God. Amen. They couldn't come to God. They couldn't see God, but they could see the man of God. And so they come to the man of God and they confess their sins. Amen. They acknowledge their sin. They confess their sins. Praise God. The method to praise God, to being saved. The method to salvation, praise God. And then the Bible said they begin to pray. Amen. They prayed unto the Lord. Bless His holy name. They prayed unto the Lord. They asked God to forgive them of their sins. Amen. He said, pray unto the Lord, not to anybody else. Can't pray to Muhammad or Buddha or somebody else or to the sun or to the moon or to mama or daddy or mama or papa, praise God. They may God in, may be good Christians, but they can't save you. But said they prayed to God. Amen. They begin to pray. They begin to talk to God. They begin to confess their sins. They begin to acknowledge their sins. Amen. They prayed to God and God gave an answer. Amen. They prayed in faith, believing that God could save them. Amen. They prayed to God and He take away the serpents from us. They prayed a direct prayer. They said, God, if you take away the serpents, the type of the sin, the type of the iniquity that was amongst them. And they prayed, praise God, and they prayed in faith. Believing that God could do this. I wonder how many times we pray for our people, but we don't really believe God can save them. Oh, we hope He does. We'd like for Him to. Amen. We better get serious with God. Amen. We better confess our sins, number one. We better acknowledge them. We better confess them, praise God. And when they confess, praise God, I don't want to see my loved one die and go to hell. Lord, please save them and believe that He will. Amen. Believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Believe, praise God. He said, believe and you shall receive. Amen. You got to be able to believe, praise God. You got to pray in faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. They come acknowledging. They come in faith. They come praying. But the biggest thing they did, they come in repentance. Amen. We're living day and hour. We don't preach repentance much anymore. Amen. Do you realize what this altar's for? This is an altar of repentance. It's an altar of sacrifice. Amen. It's an altar, Brother Jeff, where we come and we sacrifice her sacrificially before the Lord and say, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. Lord, I need your help. And just lay ourselves on the altar and say, Lord, we can't, but praise God, we know that you can. And Bible said it. He said, praise God. He said, if they'd just look and live, if they'd repent, if they'd acknowledge their sin, praise God, if they'd pray in faith, believe it, and just look into that serpent, to look into the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, and live. Amen. Praise God. But we're scared to death of repenting. Well, preacher, if I rest up there and repent and ask God to forgive me of my sins, what would people think? They'd think you're saved and you love the Lord. They'd think you wanted help. They'd think you'd want to be a better Christian. They'd think you wanted to be a better mama and a daddy, a better mama and a papa, a better person, a better co-worker, a better human being. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise that. That's what I would think. I'd say glory, hallelujah. Amen. Getting help from the Lord. That's how we do it. So God began to move upon them, praise God. And God began to make those changes. Amen. God hasn't changed. It's still the same way today, isn't it? Amen. Is it still the same? When we confess our sins, acknowledging them, we come in repentance for the Lord, we pray in faith, believing that God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for everything. Now listen, I'm done. We're finished. We'll wind it up. Amen. We have to trust the Lord Jesus Christ in everything. When Moses told him, said, he said, but make a fire, sir, put it upon a pole, and those that are bitten in the wilderness, those that get caught up in the wilderness, praise God, it's bitten. When the sins come upon them, if they'll look to the Lord Jesus Christ, they can live. Amen. We need to be teaching our young as we teaching our folks. We need to be learning that we need to look to Lord Jesus Christ in every situation. Amen. Make Him the Lord of our life because He is our life. He's our very being. He has to become that. If He's not that yet, He has to become that. Praise God that we could prevail over faith, that we could defeat sin and death. And that we would receive life and peace in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, but we've got to learn to look and live. We got to learn to look to Him so we can have life and have it in abundance. In closing tonight, I want to say, I don't want no mediocre life. I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about this week while these fellas are preaching stuff. I think it helps a preacher when you go to meetings. Amen. Because you look and you dig and you try to feed all time and you try to encourage. But praise God, it's good when you can just go sit back and just absorb some of it. Amen. And while they're a preacher, while I talk, I mean, you got so much stuff that's going through your head. And all the things that you're hearing, all the things that you know, it's going out and coming back. And preacher, last night I got to talking about Abraham. And how he took Isaac, his only son Isaac, and he took it. God told him, take thy son, thine only son Isaac, and take him up to a mountain. I'll show you and offer him a sacrifice. And now this is the seed royal. This is the only son he's going to get. Amen. And he got over there and he never asked no question. Got up and he claimed wood, loaded the ass, got the fire, got the knife, got Isaac, got his servant, got to go to the bone of ass and started for the mountain, a mountain he didn't know of. Amen. I believe God ended up on Mount Calvary. Amen. Got up there and he said, hey, listen, said, I got it. He said, fellas, said, you stay here. And said, me and the lad are going to go yonder and worship. And the preacher left this out last night. I said, go on. Say it. He said, me and the lad's going to go yonder and worship. Now he's going to offer Isaac as a sacrifice to God Almighty because God told him to. He told them servants, Brother Jeff, he said, you can stay here. He said, me and the lad's going to go yonder and worship and return unto you. Amen. Praise God. He said, God's made me a promise. This is my son. This is my seed royal. God said, you offer him up. Praise God, and I'll raise him up. Amen. He said, we're going to go yonder and worship, Brother Jeff. and then we're going to return to you. Praise God. Because God had made him a promise. And Abraham said, God won't break his promise. So he's the seed royal. Praise God. Isaac got going over through there. He had bundles of wood on his back. Now, he wasn't a little old bitty young, and he was a good-sized young man, probably late teens, probably. Had that wood on his back. He's going up there. Abraham's got the fire, and he's got the blade. Isaac's got the wood. And he says, Father. He said, yeah, here I am. He said, we have the fire, and we've got the wood. Where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. And he did in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God. He provided himself a sacrifice for you and me. Praise God. And if we'll look to him, we'll live. Praise God. We'll live. Praise the Lord.